The Adirondack Theater Festival's next production this season is a new musical comedy fresh from Broadway, and the ATF founding artistic director Martha Banta will be directing Gutenberg, the musical by Anthony King and Scott Brown. It's running July 10th through the 18th. But here to tell us about the entire festival, it's already underway, and about all of the really cool things that are happening in addition to Gutenberg is the Adirondack Theater Festival producing artistic director Miriam Weisfeld. Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome, Joe. How are you?
I'm really great. I was just congratulating you. So give us a sense of how this all came about. Now, there is an affiliation between the Adirondack Theater Festival and the and then Capitol Repertory Company.
That's right.
And that was newly forged. And then shortly after that, Maggie Mantinelli Cahill, who had overseen the Cap Rep for decades, she said, okay, I've had enough fun. I want to pass it along to somebody else. And then you're tapped to be be the artistic director, not only for ATF, but also for Cap Rep.
Yeah, it was a really fantastic sort of discovery of a really organic alignment. You know, for a while, the scene shop at Proctor's Collaborative had been building the sets for the Adirondack Theater Festival. So we were in some conversations creatively. And, you know, we just realized that it made so much sense to work together to bring the best professional theater to the region.
So what is this like for you? I congratulations. It's wonderful to have these dual titles. And although it's really sort of one title, right? I mean, you're now overseeing both of these amazing theater companies.
That's right. Yeah. And the two companies are already working together on some projects. In fact, the Rep has a new play festival called Next Act that hosted the first public reading of a commission that ATF is developing called The Last American Newspaper, yeah, which we're going to do a weekend of staged readings of up in Glens Falls. So we're already finding some really, really nice alignment.
I want to talk about that in just a moment. Let us talk about Martha Banta, who has been created the festival, co-founder of the festival back decades ago. How many years?
31.
31 years. I was there at the first meeting. It makes me feel really old. But God bless her. She's back, and she's working on Gutenberg the musical.
Yeah, this is one of those extraordinary opportunities that you can only have at the Adirondack Theater Festival. So if you haven't been to ATF before, it's in Glens Falls, which is a beautiful little town about an hour north of Albany. It is one of the fastest growing restaurant scenes in our region up there. So it's a great place to spend an evening or a weekend. And right in the middle of this beautiful historic downtown is a former Woolworth's Five and Dime, yep, which has been converted into the Wood Theater, home of ATF. And this is a really intimate venue where you can see top shelf talent. You mentioned Martha Banta. She is about to bring Mamma Mia back to Broadway a couple weeks before she brings that massive show into the Winter Garden. She is directing a musical for us called Gutenberg the Musical. And this may very well be the most hilarious live entertainment you get a crack at seeing this summer.
It's a great production, a lot of fun. And I know you'll be having a lot of fun presenting it, running July 10th through the 18th. Let's talk about The Last American Newspaper. This is adapted. Our good friend, Postar editor Ken Tingley wrote this book, and now it's taken on this new life, which I just think is beautiful, because what he's writing about is so important, and now to have it performed in this reading sense is really special.
This has never happened before at ATF. You know, we are a producing theater, but also a research and development lab. So about half of what you may see at ATF is a developmental step of a reading or a new play or a concert of a new musical in development. So we're doing just a weekend of staged readings in preparation for an eventual production of this play. As soon as we put tickets on sale for these readings, they sold out. We actually had to add another performance. Anticipation for this play is just unprecedented.
And I mean, part of that is because it's local, right? I mean, so many people know Ken, they know the stories, they know the people involved, and that, of course, makes it interesting. But the larger story he's telling about newspapers and how hard it is to keep to get the news, and especially local news, is really important, especially at this time.
Absolutely. What is so cool about this play is that it is both the most hyper-local play that we've ever done and a microcosm of a national phenomenon, right? To your point, the political and economic and technological pressures that are bringing newspapers to their knees in some cases.
How will it be presented? Well, it's going to be, because it will be a play, right? It's not just going to be this will be a reading of the play, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the play is still in development. And yep. As it develops, we would like to open up the process to the community so that folks can see what we're developing. We can learn from the audience response, you know, as we continue to develop the script and refine it in preparation for an eventual production.
Who's playing Ken?
An actor from Chicago, actually, named Doug McKechnie. He actually just relocated to Bennington, Vermont.
Oh, and there you go.
Was so fascinated by this concept. He stalked the play a little bit. He came to the reading in Albany at the Rep and came up to me afterwards and said, I would really like to audition for this play.
That's great. And this is, for those of us, I'm a Washington County resident, I mean, and have known Ken for decades and his work as editor and reporter and the incredible work that he has done, now Substack and just so known for his journalism, that it just is. He is such a cheerleader for good journalism, to have that transform into a play that can spread that message seems really important.
Yeah, what this play does is it concretizes, it makes concrete and emotionally compelling the case for local journalism, right? How important it is that we as a community are all getting access to reliable sources of information about what our elected officials are doing, about what the problems are in our community that need to be talked about. And that notion of trust between community and journalists is so moving in this play. You'll see moments where community members seek out reporters at this newspaper to say, you know, there are stories here that need to be told about growing up gay in the North Country, about the opioid epidemic, about domestic violence. They trust these journalists to tell their stories. And then you see that trust starting to erode. There's a moment where a new publisher comes into the newsroom and says, you've been accused of liberal bias. And the editor, Ken, goes, I'm a registered Republican. And she says, that doesn't matter. The public perceives bias, and perception is reality. And you see in real time how that notion just throws these journalists for a loop, right? Factual accuracy has been the bedrock of what they do. And the notion of changing what they do to combat a perception that may not be based in reality just transforms the dynamic.
That's July 25th through the 27th. We have less than a minute, but the final production, July 31st through the 6th, is Queen's Girl, Black in the Green Mountains. Again, looking very close to home.
Absolutely. This is the true story of a young woman who went to high school in Nigeria, but always had a dream of going to college at Bennington. And it's a gorgeous story of belonging and inclusion that has never been told in our region before. So we're really excited to bring this story home.
Miriam Weisfeld is the Adirondack Theater Festival producing artistic director. You can find out about their entire schedule, which is really cool and very impressive. It's atfestival.org, atfestival.org. Miriam, we can't wait to have you come back and tell us more about the exciting stuff you'll be working on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Again, atfestival.org, atfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.